everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
How's everybody doing? You feeling good? All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. There is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me. That's what Paul writes. Real 90-degree shift right away. There is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me. This is so vital to any leadership endeavor that you might go on. This is so vital for anything that you want to see in your life. This is so vital as you're moving forward, leading yourself. This one piece of scripture can actually revolutionize your whole life from now till the end of time if you get the depths of it and you actually see it. That there is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me. With great opportunities, there will be great opposition. Y'all, this is life. And you have to be able to bring both of these together and be okay with them swimming in the same pool. Great opportunities and great opposition. Great opportunities and great opposition. And we need to be able to be okay with them being that close together. Great opportunities go hand in hand with widespread opposition. If you only see opportunity, you will lose heart when you face opposition. This is going to be so good for my life. This is going to be so good for my business. This is going to be so good for my family. Oh, I can't wait till. And all you see is all of these opportunities out in front of you. And that's so great. There is a greatness there, and I'll talk about that in a second. But if all you see is opportunity, and all you see is, oh my goodness, it's going to be so good when, and it's going to be so good when I get this, and I get that, and I can't wait for this to happen, and this. When you hit opposition, you will flat out be like, what happened? Because all you see is opportunity. And that's good to a point, but real maturity realizes what Paul said. There's wide open great work here. Wide open door for a great work here. Although many oppose me. There's great opportunity, but I also know that there's great opposition. There's great opportunity for my family, but I also know there's great opposition. There's great opportunity for my business, but I also know there's great opposition. There's great opportunity for me to grow spiritually, but I know there's also going to be great opposition. There's a great opportunity for me financially, but I also know there's great opposition. And these two have to work together, because if you only see opportunity, what happens is when you see that opposition hit you the first time, you are thrown all out of sorts. Y'all, have you ever been driving and you're just going a good speed and you hit a speed bump that you didn't see? What happens at that moment? Who built that mountain? Why was it so big? Oh my gosh. What? And you start getting mad at the person who built it. You start getting mad at the neighborhood. You start getting mad at that. There's no reason for that speed bump to be. It's huge. It was massive. I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue them because they're breaking my car. And the whole reason that it became such an issue was why? You didn't see it. You didn't see it. And because you didn't see it, all of a sudden it became bigger to you than it ever should have become. So if you actually are prepared for a speed bump, what is it then? A speed bump. That's all it is. It's just a speed bump because you were prepared for it. Some of you aren't prepared for opposition. So when you hit it, it throws your whole car out of whack. You want to get mad at everybody. You have to sometimes take your car in because you broke it so bad because you weren't ready for opposition. But when you're ready for opposition, when you hit it, you're just like, ain't no big thing. Let's just keep going. How many times have you gone through a neighborhood that you just went through some speed bumps and it was fine? Didn't stop you. You had to slow down for a second. But it didn't stop you from getting there. You just had to, because you were prepared for opposition. So when you go through the fight at your job, when you go through the fight of building a new business, when you go through the fight of serving in church for the first time, when you go through the fight of trying to shift your family in another direction, when you pick a new direction for your own personal life and you go through that, when you hit a speed bump, you're ready for it. Because, oh, there's great opportunity, but there's also great opposition. But you also, again, you can't see just one. Because some of us have a cynical view of life because we've gone through some stuff, and so you don't see opportunity. All you see is opposition. And if you only see opposition, you might not even try. You'll be always more apt to stay the course, more excited, and live with a ton more hope if you see opportunity. Instead of all you see is opposition, that business will never work. Everybody else has tried that, but we're never going to be able to do that. Oh, the church will never be able to grow to be that. Oh, my family will never be able to be like that. Everybody else's family acts like that, but my kids are crazy. There's no way I could ever get to that. Yes, they all got that financial opportunity, and they probably got, you know, loads and loads of generational wealth, so they're always going to be like that, but I'm never going to be able to be like that because God's never going to be able to bless my family. You only see opposition, and because you only see opposition, it stops you from doing the thing that you need to do. You don't see both. It's too hard to see both. It's too hard to see, oh, I have opportunity, a great work that can be done here, but many oppose me. I have a great opportunity, but I also have great opposition, and they go hand in hand, and that's okay. You have to be able to see both, not just the speed bumps. You also have to be able to see the opportunity. And what I'm talking about when I say opportunity in leadership is I am talking about vision. I'm talking about being able to have some kind of vision in front of you that looks like, wow, that is amazing. That, wow, what could happen in our family? What could happen in our finances? What could happen in a job? What could happen at this church? What could happen in a community? What could happen in a town? What could happen in a city? What could happen in a state? You have to be able to have vision, and not just vision for you to survive, but vision for you to move way past whatever dream that you thought was just too big. God has a bigger dream for you. Whatever dream that you thought, could God do this? God said, I could do way more than this. So it's a great opportunity. Yeah, I got great opposition. I understand that. There's going to be speed bumps, but there also is great opportunity. I'll say this, and then they'll be done in just a second. I was last night putting together a Lego set with my son Watson, and that is a whole thing that I thought was going to be a lot more, you know, honestly, it's more of me just putting together Legos and then and showing him and trying to always put him, come on, hey, why don't you put this in here? Why don't you put this in here? Hey, what, you know, that's just all it is. It's really, it is a huge endeavor as a parent to put together Legos with your kids because they're really pumped at the beginning, but 3 minutes in, they're like, this is dumb, you know, but they're really pumped at the end when it's, you know, all done. But do you know that Watson, he will pick a box of Legos, he'll pick it by what picture is shown on the front of the box. He sees that box, I want this! Let's do it! Dad, look at this thing! That's how he picks it. No Lego box in the history of the world, from the time that time has begun, has ever put on the box all the pieces just thrown out there. Why would they do, why they don't do that? Because no one would pick the box. Oh God, what in the, what do? They put, this is what it could be. And when people see what it could be, I want that. It speaks to vision. Some of you, the only thing you look at life is just a bunch of pieces. In your job, in your marriage, in your finances, in the calling that God has on your life, all you see is a bunch of pieces, and all you see is opposition. And God wants each and every one of us to have eyes that see this is what it could be. It could be this amazing, masterful piece. With all these pieces coming, oh yeah, I know it's going to take some time. There's going to be some speed bumps. But I'm asking you, what kind of vision do you have? What do you see when you see an empty building? What do you see when you see your finances really low? What do you see when you see your kids not acting the way that you want them to act? What do you see when you see a business that hasn't been started? What do you see a bunch of pieces, or do you see a picture of what it could be? Because that is vision, and that is what God wants you to have. And so that's what Paul walked when he was writing in Corinthians. He says, there is a great work here. There's a great work, and he started with a great work. I'm telling you, you've got to start with vision, and you've got to start with what it could be and what God is seeing in the supernatural, way more than the natural. And vision will lead you. Vision will get you up in the morning. Vision will get you to say, let's go after this again and again and again. And then if you are led by that kind of opportunity and vision, when you see a speed bump, it doesn't stop you. You're just like, oh, it's just a little bump, but we're going to keep going. And you have to have both of them together. Great opportunity, great opposition. And that's how you can lead in life. I'm telling you, if we can get this in our heart, you would be surprised about how many things you would keep seeing over and over again. God's faithfulness. Look at what God's doing. 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 Because this is how you stay the course. I just want you to know, if you want longevity in any kind of leadership endeavor, this is how you do it. Great opportunity, great opposition, and they usually go hand in hand. Great opportunity, great opposition, usually go hand in hand. And if you can get that to where it's just like, oh, this is what I do, you'll stay the course in anything that you ever do. And so I'm praying this for each and every one of us. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for all the opportunities that you've given us. God, thank you that, Lord, you've given us vision. You've given us pictures. You've given us things that we see. And, Father, we're reaching for them. And, Father, I thank you that, God, no opposition is going to stop us. No opposition is going to throw us. Father, I thank you that no opposition is a wall. It's just a speed bump to us. And, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that for every single one of us, God, we're looking for opportunities and we're not thrown by opposition. And, God, you're going to help us to be the very best leaders we can be. In Jesus' name, amen.